The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Wednesday. Some people call it hump day. Those people who don't like their jobs. If you like your job, you're looking forward to going to work today. And maybe at work you'll have conversation about some of the things that are on our minds. Our minds. Define, please, Doug, our minds. Well, your mind could be part of what's on our mind. And our, in this reference, O-U-R, as opposed to H-O-U-R. Isn't that interesting how the language will define the our, or the our? Got that, Jennifer?
It's very confusing. If you didn't know it, it's very confusing.
Yes, it is. For those of you who are coming to this country from another country, we have sympathy for you trying to figure out what our language is all about. We're trying to figure out what's going on today, though. Let's get to that. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. Jennifer Horn is here to monitor her own thoughts, and we'll be talking about this cancer walk that she's going to be involved in a few moments. Meanwhile, the idea of being healthy and being responsible for your body. There are all kinds of stories around. I think the enterovirus thing has calmed down a little bit, but certainly conversation about Ebola hasn't stopped, continues to be a focus or a concern because some people think it could be a problem for 1.4 million people in Africa within 4 months. There are so many things that are in focus here, except what's going to be done? What is the next step? Why is it taking so long for people here in America and around the rest of the world to put a plan into action? Question that has no answer at the moment, but it certainly is worth asking. There are people, there are religious organizations. Hello. This ought to be getting your attention. Liberia, Sierra Leone. Cases there could rise to between 550,000 and over a million by January. So why, again, I'm being redundant and it's getting boring, perhaps, as people ask the same questions about this over and over and over again. Okay, so let's talk about something else. That is, I think, a twist on the Ray Rice thing or maybe NFL Bad Boys. If we had the song, which becomes trite now, it's all the people saying, bad boys, bad boys. So what about this Hope Solo situation? Hope Solo, for those of you who do not know who she is a professional soccer player. And the folks who run the soccer league today, standing by their decision to allow her, Hope Solo, to continue to play as she faces a charge of domestic violence. This is an interesting twist and turn because you don't expect this sort of thing to happen to a woman athlete in general. So is this a case of families going too far? If you don't know the story, she's charged with a couple of misdemeanor counts, fourth degree domestic violence charges. This stems from an altercation with her sister-in-law and her 17-year-old nephew at a family gathering. She has pled not guilty, scheduled for trial next month. Apparently,
she allegedly punched her. Oh, go ahead.
Well, yeah, she beat up her sister-in-law and her nephew.
Punched him in the face, tackled him. Yeah. Allegedly, of course.
Allegedly, right. Well, she is an athlete. She's strong, healthy, perhaps has a point of view. So what do you make of this? How is this different than what Ray Rice did to his girlfriend?
I think it's absolutely the same, don't you think? I mean, it's both.
Yes.
Well, one is perpetrated by a man and one is perpetrated by a woman, but I think you have the same situation. You have a domestic violence case, either way you look at it.
Should this be something that we all are talking about? Is this something?
People were at the beginning. I mean, I think when it first happened, people were talking about it and talking about the circumstances surrounding it.
But it's
died down.
I think
there were some ideas that maybe she had been under the influence of something when it happened.
She was having a little too much to drink?
Or something, yeah.
Really? Is she one of those? She does, or something?
I don't know if she's one of those. I don't know.
I don't know what one of those is.
I don't know what her reputation is. I would ask Michael to that. I don't know, because maybe Michael might know. He might follow this stuff a little more
closely. Michael Forty is at the controls in our studio in Washington. What do you know about Hope Solo, Michael?
I don't know of any allegations of substance abuse, but I could look it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can all do that. But help yourself if you'd like
That's
to.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to tell the truth.
Not necessarily. You come up with some... Hey, this sort of thing bothers me in that there are so many cases, and maybe this is a good thing because it doesn't separate the boys from the girls, the men from the women. Women are capable.
I think that's a huge deal. I mean, there are a lot of women that get away with a lot of things because they are women, and men won't report it or they're embarrassed to report it.
Right.
We can't, as much as I think the majority of cases are done by men, I think we can't overlook this because it is something that's growing, especially as more and more women are empowered. You do have that risk of them kind of belittling or using too much violence to navigate situations.
Well, soccer is violent. I'm looking at her. She doesn't look like she's that big and tough to me.
She's not that violent.
Well, it's the whole business.
Soccer.
Well, if you get to the point where you understand the concussion question and being hit in the head by a ball going 40, 45 miles an hour isn't good for your head. So maybe the clever among us or the clever advisors for her will, if this thing really gets out of hand, will go that same route as some of the lawyers for the other NFL players. They beat up their wives. Oh, well, they had all these concussions and their brains are scrambled. I'll tell you something. Excuse me. If you get hit in the head often enough by a soccer ball, you're not going to be right. You're not going to be right. This is why I say what I do over and over and over again about the play. And I'm not suggesting this is violence. I'm not suggesting it for soccer. But to be hit in the head by a violent blow, by a big ball, that's violence to your body, violence to your head. Whether you're doing violence to other, it's violence. There's no way around it. It is dangerous. It is bad. It's unacceptable. Whether it's unacceptable or not is up to you, but it is unnatural for your brain, which is on a stem that's no bigger than a quarter, to be hit by a ball going 40 or 45 miles an hour. It just isn't natural. It isn't good. So what has that done to Hope Solo's brain? She's been playing for the U.S. team professionally since 2000. She has the most career shutouts. She's quite the woman's soccer player. And because of that, she gets notoriety for being charged with domestic violence. I don't know anything about her sister-in-law or her nephew. Were they just having a conversation, or were they accusatory? Did somebody make fun of her because she looks like a man? She doesn't. She played. Well, who knows what prompts
she looks
these
like
things?
A man.
But she doesn't. But I'm just saying.
No.
It's, you know, what is it that causes these family? You go much deeper. Family disputes. When's the last time you had an argument with somebody in your family? Kenny, you have arguments since you got divorced from your first wife? You had any arguments with anybody that was serious?
No, nothing serious.
Mm-hmm. Ever feel like hitting the person that you were arguing with?
No.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you've been in a situation domestically, or do you know of...
I can proudly say that all of our family outings, every single one of them, have never broken into violence.
Yeah, but you
proudly.
You could punch your cousin Eric at any time.
I could punch. Well,
if I were in that family, I'd be punching him.
Nothing has ever like been violent like that, because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you get mad at people and as much as you don't agree with them, for me, violence is not an option. It's just not how you work. It's not the classy thing to do. You talk things out. You work things out. You get past it. You don't go to violence. Just don't. And that's how my family was raised. It's how we were brought up. Do I argue with my dad about work stuff sometimes? Do I argue with my mom about stupid stuff? Yeah, all the time.
Mom,
I think that's natural.
Of your dukes.
Yeah, but I would never, ever, ever think of that, because I respect my family. As much as they can drive you crazy sometimes, you still respect them.
Well, it just goes more to the nature of our society. Look at all of the popular TV shows. They're all violent. Look at the movies for the most part. Most of them are violent. The Big Bang Theory, I guess, isn't violent. But you know what I'm saying. Violence is everywhere. And people glorify it because they like the kind of sports, like football and soccer, ice hockey, that are violent. So in a sense, you're not a hypocrite, Jennifer, but because you like hockey, you may not be violent in your family's nature, but you're supporting violence and people getting hurt by going to watch the hockey games. It's
you
violence.
And your love for sports.
Sure.
Here's what I don't understand.
It's all violence.
I think, just to get back away from the sports thing for a second, I don't understand why domestic violence, how that happens. Like, for me, when I envision myself ever punching someone or hitting them, it's because they've hurt my family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would ever use violence to control my family.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense? I just
yes.
think it's a weird dynamic.
That's a great definition. That's a great differentiation, actually. Good food for thought. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. One of the things to talk about in the next half hour is how vigorous exercise may be bad for your teeth. Speaking about soccer, 18 after the hour on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Stefan asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Stefan Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your local Health Mart pharmacist is proud to help the caregivers among us and support with expert advice, whatever it may be that your problem is health-wise. Visit healthmart.com for the location nearest you. It's a bonus to have one of these in your neighborhood. So look for them. Different than some of the bigger, boxier stores, as it were, because their focus is health. 21 after the hour, our focus is conversation. Doug Stefan and the Good Day program on the air for Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil'sGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com. Phil'sGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you?
Would be considered in my list of top 100 favorite songs in my life. This would be maybe number 40, 41, 42, 43. Not necessarily this version, although this is a heartfelt version, but Stewart knows how to do this. I like the Van Morrison version better, but this is still pretty good. If you are a fan and you follow him, you know that singing isn't the only thing he does when he's in concert. Crank it up, Michael.
There's a love in your mind.
Is facing legal action from a fan who gets smacked in the head by one of the soccer balls that he likes to kick into the crowd when he is out performing. Somebody named
dope.
Mustafa Kashi alleges he was
cashing in.
Off guard while attending a concert at Caesar's Palace in October of 2012, struck in the face by one of the props. He does this all the time. But the allegation is that he kicked the ball with such force it broke Mr. Cashy's nose. He claims he required cosmetic surgery, was forced to cut short a family vacation, and now wants compensation. Give me some money. Stuart, if he's smart, just send him a check for however much. What does it cost to fix your nose? If you're taking that, something.
I think it probably costs a lot.
Well, so you pay for
Here's
it.
Here's what I don't understand. Why is he throwing soccer balls into the crowd? This is my biggest fear when I go to a sporting event, and I know you don't like the word fear, but when I go to a Dodger game, I'm just waiting for that ball to smack me in the head.
Yeah.
Yes, I would want to be stressed.
So why would you go then?
Concert.
Why you go to the concert? Then why go?
Because I love the I love going to a Dodger game.
Then you love the fact that you might get hit in the head by a ball. That's it.
You are such a weirdo.
Help yourself.
All right, that's the part I don't like.
Late night show comedy now. Conan, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Seth Meyers, starting with Conan joking about a guy who, the fellow who jumped over the fence of the White House.
People still talking about this guy who hopped the fence and ran into the White House? This is just incredible to me.
Yeah.
Hopped the fence, ran into the White House. Yeah, yesterday a man who snuck into an unlocked door of the White House appeared in federal court. They charged him. He's being charged with being the first person to sneak into the White House since Bill Clinton did it every Sunday morning for 8 years.
The White House has been having some big security issues lately after an intruder actually managed to jump the fence and make it inside. He made himself a sandwich, hung it out, and then And this is true. The White House says that from now on it will start locking its doors. When asked if he wanted a key, Biden said, "I'm fine just using the doggy door. I can just go in and out as I please. No one bothers me. Don't worry about it. Get to eat as much as I want."
As you know now, the United States has launched airstrikes against ISIS, and it's being called Operation Approval Ratings.
According to a new estimate, Congress has had a full work week just 14% of the time since 1978. Congress said they plan to address the report next week because it's already Tuesday. I just feel like I want to beat the weekend traffic. So I'm going to get out of here.
No, that's not funny. It is, but it isn't. It is. It's just
true.
We're so abused by these goons. Who look for respect and don't get it because they haven't earned it. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them, way over the top kinds of things going on that many people don't even know about. And that's what's difficult here in this sort of the regal Congress. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Gara LaMarche and Ron Christie coming right up. So, how did Hillary Clinton do in showing some leg in her debut back in Iowa?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. The possibility is looking like an inevitability now that Hillary Clinton went back to Iowa with husband Bill to taunt that she might run for president. How's she doing that rollout?
Terrible. Look, you know, I actually like Senator Clinton. I think that she's a very smart woman. I think she's very capable. I don't think she accomplished much as Secretary of State. But this is why Americans don't like her. It's the authenticity question. I'm back. And then she's there for a steak fry, and she's frying a steak. And, of course, we find out that it's already been fried, and it's a photo op. If you're going to run, run. If you're not going to run, don't run. But this coy Hamlet sort of I'm in, I'm out, I might not, I think just really ticks off a lot of people, and you can hear it in me. It's like, enough already.
She did fine. I think all this outrage about will she or won't she and so on, it neglects the fact that this is the way American politics always has worked. There are very few people who get to be in the position of being coy about it, right? Because for most people who want to run for president, nobody's beating their door down. They have to put themselves forward. Every once in a while, you get a Hillary Clinton, a Mario Cuomo, an Eisenhower, whatever, wherever he wants to know, will he do it, won't he do it, will she do it, won't she do it. She's acting no different than any politician ever has about that.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute. Today with Gary.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time you spend with us will make you feel even better. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in this Hour of the Good Day program, discussing things that are going on, like the campaign against the bad guys. Oops, which bad guys are we talking about? Well, the ISIS group, the ISILs, the ISIS, whoever the president says that the American and Arab airstrikes against the extremists are coordinated, trying to degrade and destroy the terror group. So yesterday, I think we all read and heard that there were a number of innocents who were killed in the airstrikes, right? And you know that the ISIS people have quite a powerful and well-oiled PR machine. So what they do is take the circumstances, the truth, twist it and turn it around, to get more people to agree with their point of view. Now, it's harder for them to do that, because of their very nature, than it is to get other people who don't like us on board. So what do we do? This is a conundrum. How do we establish? It's too late to go back to the roots of all evil here. Is it or isn't it? Do we understand why these groups get to the point of the support that they have? Not that, again, ISIS doesn't have a lot of support, but they have membership. People who are Americans, people who are Canadians, right. People who are British, people who are French. are going to join these groups. Why?
Yeah. I'd heard a report about people that from the U.S. who had actually left the States to go fight with them.
Yeah.
And then it came back, and they're back in the country. So what do we do about those people?
They saw the error of their ways, and they came back to make trouble.
Exactly. How do we know?
Well, you don't.
You don't know. And, you know, do you just give it up and trust?
Shoot them on sight? What do you do?
Right.
I don't know if there's an answer to that. Hard to trust, though, isn't it? Under the circumstances. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, what do we have for comments on ISIS in general? What do we have for a focus here? Do people understand what we're doing? Are we really just more like the Ebola thing, just talking about it? Doesn't seem to me like we've really done anything other than drop a few bombs and send a few missiles. What are we really doing?
Just one new comment about ISIS so far today. Tom says, am I the only one who finds it convenient that ISIS came along when they did? It's like America has been looking for an excuse to bomb Syria for a while now, a country that just happens to be a proxy for Russia. What good luck for the United States.
People don't think about it. There is not in-depth thinking going on here as to the power of the power of the military industrial complex and what they're capable of doing in this case. And I bring it back around to the fellow who jumped over the fence at the White House. Whether you connect the dots this way or not, here's somebody who was used by our government, which is connected at the hip to the military industrial complex. You can find evidence on top of evidence on top of evidence that this is really what it is. It's a strong, extraordinarily strong driving force behind our whole business. The whole country is wrapped up around producing weaponry and armaments, and you got to have some place to use it. And if you don't think that's the case, think about what we've been talking about after Ferguson, the arming of police in our country by the Pentagon, because they have too much money to spend. And those of you who fall for this foolish, these email requests for money to support the military, we can't let our military be downgraded under Obama. Come on. Do you realize how foolish that is? If you really dig into what they're doing with a lot of their money, you see the difficulty, again, communities are having. We were talking last week about Los Angeles school police having, a guided missile or a grenade launcher.
Yeah. You want to know something funny as a side note?
Yeah.
So, about grenades. So I'm driving to work yesterday, and, you know, usually there's no traffic. I mean, it's just, I'm at work. Well, there's traffic everywhere. People are just stopped. I get out of my car at work. When I finally get there, and there's helicopters overhead. Do you know that they found a grenade on the side of the freeway right at the off-ramp where CRN is?
Really?
And I thought of you. Thought of you. I'm like, I wonder if that came from the LAUSD. Maybe they were practicing.
We're just so falling asleep here. And whether it's my job consciously to bring this to your attention or not, every day there's another example of these people getting away literally with murder. This poor guy who is in jail and the Secret Service want to hang him out to dry. It's your fault. It's my fault, it's our fault, that we let them go into the arena in the first place. We fell asleep when George Bush wanted us to go into Iraq. We've fallen asleep again since we stayed in Afghanistan as long as we did. All these people put you to sleep. It's like there's some kind of drug in the air. And so we have to build up our... We have to build up our defenses because the Russians, who's to say that the Russians, that all these conversations that Obama and Putin have isn't just a lolly to bring around, okay, let's stir everybody up, let's get everybody afraid.
Did you watch Desperate Housewives last night?
Yeah, right.
Duh.
I mean, that's, I'm telling you, we're all suckers. We are. We're suckers.
Well, politics is theater, no matter what, you know, where.
But how dangerous is it?
Dangerous theater, absolutely. It's like going to a Rod Stewart concert and
getting a soccer ball in the head. Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of danger, Northern California wildfires. thousands of homes. Kenny's in San Diego, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. They call it the King Fire, which is east of Sacramento, the state capital. 139 square miles. That's probably 150,000 square acres. Crews have been sent there to try to contain it. Very dry. Didn't you get some more rain over the weekend?
No rain.
Why did I think there was some rain there?
Anyway. Not for us.
So what do you do?
We had a cloud.
We need rain. I mean, Sacramento, yeah. That area of Sacramento, most people think of Northern California as very lush.
Yeah.
But Sacramento is very dry. It's a different little microcosm climate up there. It gets very, very hot. It gets cooler during the winter. And we need moisture. I mean, of course it's going to burn things up. Even with moisture, we have that big risk.
So how does this happen then? I'm going to describe for you when Megan and Meredith and I went to Simi Valley to see the Reagan Library a couple of weeks ago.
Very dry out there, yeah.
Well, but yeah, if you drive down the hill, though, when you're coming when you're coming off of the ranch and down the roadway onto the main road from the library, you look out over the lushness of the valley. There are many green spots there. Mm-hmm. I think there's a golf club over there.
It's called watering.
Well, that's, yeah. Right. So
and the great thing for them is they're in Ventura County, so they're not on water restriction yet. L.A. County's on total water restriction.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's in the wildfires are way up north, though, from there. Sacramento from L.A.
Oh,
to Sacramento.
6 hours, 7 hours, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right. So that's that situation. What else can we fix today? Let's talk about...
Turkey. Oh.
What we're gonna do? What? It's too early for turkey, isn't it?
It is.
Well, the turkey you're gonna eat at Thanksgiving is now being grown.
Just all this talk about politics makes me think of turkey.
All right, let's talk about exercise being good for you, or maybe not. Except, well, it's good for everything in your body except your. What's that? My teeth. Got it. Teeth. Not good.
Never do.
Apparently, and so here's the. This is what I want us to think about. If many people are out, I know a lot of folks take a walk. Well, Walkman, they don't do that anymore. Take an iPhone, and they're listening to this program as they're out doing their walk. And maybe they're going to the gym afterwards, and they're going to pump some iron. Maybe you're going to get on an exercise bike, and you're going to do things for your heart that are good. And through the course of your workout, you're drinking one of those drinks that you can buy in the soda machine at the gym, or you perhaps bought some of this vitamin water, or any of the other the G juice. What's that stuff called?
The G juice.
I don't know. What is the?
That's what the gangsters drink.
Gatorade.
Thank you.
Oh, the G juice. Good job, Ken. Excellent work.
Kenny's getting used after all these years of translating whatever it is that I'm thinking.
Gatorade is thirsty for that deep down body thirst, you know.
Yeah, but it's also loaded with sugar, and you drink that stuff, and it gives.
It's not doing you any favors.
It's doing horrible things to your gut, to your liver, your spleen, your kidney. Never mind the teeth. It gets into the enamel, the sugar rots. So that stuff's mostly sugar. I've stopped drinking it. I've stopped drinking all sugary juices because I want to lose 10 to 12 pounds before I go to see Dr. Ken for my annual physical in December.
Cheater.
Well. And I have, staying away from sweets in general is going to be difficult for me. But these beverages are not, I'm never, ever, ever able to understand how people who drink a Coca-Cola when they're hot and thirsty have their thirst quenched. Whenever I have had something like that, I find that whatever it is that's in there doesn't quench my thirst at all. Doesn't even come close to quenching.
No, when I'm really thirsty, I need water.
Yeah. Cool, clear water. Drink that and forget about all of the other sugary drinks. Even if you hear them advertised here.
Well, here's the thing. There's a time and place for every kind of drink. It's all moderation, really? But when you're really thirsty.
Is there a time and place for a gin and tonic?
Yeah, like about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh! There you go. Hi, may I help you repair the damage that has been done to your face over this past summer? Now we have the first, this is the first full day of fall, isn't it? Or was yesterday the first, yesterday was the first full day of fall. It started, I think, kicked in late in the day on Monday. By the way, don't forget our 100 good days, hashtag 100 good days. We're looking for good news stories. Kenny, you got anybody who's taking us up on the opportunity to send along good news stories to us that we will then air?
Nothing yet.
Why? Why aren't you folks sending us good news, good stories? This is Jennifer's idea. You want Jennifer to go in the corner and cry?
Hmm.
No.
Don't make me cry.
Participate in our 100 days of happiness. Just go to hashtag 100 good days, right?
Yes.
How it works?
That's how it works. I'm going to put mine up today so that somebody responds to my stupid idea.
No, it's a great idea. I like the idea. All right, so let's talk about what's happened over this past summer. Hopefully it was a good summer for you, but if you're out in the sun a lot, you probably got your face into a situation where it was dehydrated. So that makes your wrinkles deeper. It also makes the bags puffier under your eyes. So as you go into fall and winter, I suggest you call this number to take care of that problem on your face. 800-543-9262. Doug, please explain. Well, what this number will bring you to is an operator, 800-543-9262, who will ask you if you'd like to order Genucel. And perhaps this operator will explain to you that Genucel is an all-natural treatment coming from plant stem cell technology that will absolutely take care of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes. It's water. That's all it is, water being retained. So get rid of it. Genucel eliminates it. Instant effects. It's the serum that just sucks the water out from under your eyes and gets rid of that puffiness. 800-543-9262. I have any number of testimonials here, page after page after page from people all over the country. Here's one from Ohio. Let's see. Here's one from Arizona. Here's one from Massachusetts. Here's one from New Jersey. Susan says, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Crow's feet gone. Small lines disappeared. You will love this product. You call 800-543-9262. An incredible deal. Ask to use Doug Steffen's name, and when you order Genucel, you will get a jar of Esotique, or for a limited time, they'll double the Genucel order. Either of those two things. Ask for it by name. Genucel, 800-543-9262.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com to find a store near you.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
And the murdering cutthroat that I am, I just killed four flies. Oh. Boom, boom.
Did
boom.
You behead them?
Boom. No, actually, I didn't.
You're a machine, yeah. Mr. Steffen. You're going to have to settle down.
Okay, I'll settle down. I actually want to listen to Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, Tech Talk Time on Good Day. First feature is a conversation that Shelley will have with you in a moment about how to add widgets on an iPhone, and then we're going to talk about the new iPhone problem that Apple has. So that's coming right up here as we focus on technology on Good Day.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere, and it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry pre-finished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, third-party widgets have been a staple on Android for years, but they've finally made their way to iDevices. Well, sort of. Apple won't let you install widgets to your home screen, but you can add some widgets to your notification center. Here's what you do. First, make sure all of your apps are up to date. The App Store has allowed automatic updates since iOS 7, so chances are good you're all set. Next, head into the notification center by swiping down from the top of your home screen. It'll look similar to how it did in iOS 7, but at the very bottom is a new button, Edit. Tap Edit, then scroll down to the Do Not Include section. Apple disables all third-party widgets by default, so add whatever widgets you want to the list above and rearrange their order to your liking with the hamburger icon on the right. Not all widgets are created equal, so pick and choose the ones that make sense with how you use your phone. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Seven's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What makes a good thing even better? How about having twice as much of it? For a limited time, Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Yes, double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Let that sink in for a second. Okay, now just to make sure you heard me right, Boost Mobile is now offering double the high-speed data while dropping the price. I'm not kidding. Unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. That's lots of freaking data for not a lot of dough. Listen, you've got to get in on this double dose of data. Seriously, why pay more when you can pay less for twice as much? Hurry up. This offer will not last forever. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Offer ends 11/3/14. Boost has no annual contract. Double the data from Boost's previous offers. Offers and coverage not available everywhere and subject to change. Offer network use rules and other restrictions apply. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
This is the anniversary of America Online acquiring CompuServe in 1997. CompuServe was the oldest online computer service. This was a billion-dollar deal that saw AOL involved with WorldCom, which was a big telephone company at the time, high-capacity lines all over the country. Under that deal, WorldCom kept CompuServe's global data network and agreed to provide network services to AOL. The deal gave AOL a lot of cash to develop new online content. Isn't it amazing? 1997 to today, what was that, 17 years, how that world has changed?
Totally.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. Oh, my God, talking about it that way. Okay, the new iPhone from Apple. I'm not a hardware engineer, but you may want to check this out at DougSteffen.com. I know that comes as a shock to you, Jennifer.
Really?
The new iPhone 6 Plus can be severely bent with nothing more than a couple of bare hands that are strong like mine. There's a video uploaded to YouTube, and it doesn't automatically spring back, apparently, when you bend it. It stays bent. You shouldn't try this unless you want, you know, to have a little problem with your phone. But especially if you just spent hundreds of dollars. How many people have spent hundreds of dollars to buy a new iPhone?
Millions.
How many have bent it or tried to?
Never bent my iPhone. I dropped it in a cup of coffee once. But
really? How'd that work for you? Maybe a big cup. So this is an aluminum phone. It's going to bend if you apply pressure. Now, that's what the experts say. But if you look at the video on YouTube, it's really kind of cool. You can click on the link at DougSteffen.com. One of the stories at DougSteffen.com today is the feature on the new iPhone bending in the middle. How about them apples? 59 after the hour. This is the Tech Talk.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.